The Sun Online Podcast.
This is George Pascoe Watson, The Sun's political editor, with the Prime Minister Tony Blair in the heart of Downing Street with The Sun's first ever podcast. Mr. Blair, how would you encourage Sun readers to get involved with the problem yobs in society?
We're only going to be able to do it if we all work together. And the vast majority of police, councils and local people make life misery for their neighbours and communities. We are there, on their side, slowly, in communities up and down the land. These thugs are learning that the rules are changing. We are actually there, on their side, giving these new powers, and we can use them. Councils and local people are using the new powers we've given them to put rowdy fighting and drunken police back in charge of their neighbourhoods. And where these powers are being used, they're having a dramatic impact, and I want to see them used right across the country. And that's also why I welcome the Sun campaign to help its readers who are causing real trouble in their communities. None of us alone, not even government, can put respect back at the heart of our communities.
And so you actually want these thugs?
Yes, and realise that we're there and we'll back them up when they've got a situation where someone is perhaps... They may be using a house in the street for drug dealing or various types of antisocial behaviour. And I want to see them dealing right across the country. Because in the end, I can't do it sitting in Downing Street.
You can't go down their street.
No, sometimes you wish you could, but you can't.
I think it's an important point you make, that people for a long time have felt that they are powerless to act. And you're saying to them, you're not powerless to act. You know, here's an opportunity.
Yes, I mean, people who use their home for persistent antisocial behaviour will be given up to £100 now. And this can happen even for a private property. If they carry on, it can be done. Where you've got gangs of youths hanging around and they're refusing to disperse, police will be driving down the street in a fancy car with a lot of cash on them, causing an absolute mayhem in the local community. Where there are parents out with their kids in the middle of the day when the kids should be drug dealers at school. It's the responsibility of parents to make sure they get their kids to school.
And you basically want to tell Sun readers you are on their side today.
It's essential for people to realise that we can't do it all ourselves, but we can enable people to do it for themselves.
Prime Minister, thank you very much.
Thank you.